Against the glittering wall they stood the car, its tilted pole upended, and the goddesses rested on golden chairs amid the gods, with hearts still beating high. Now Father Zeus from Ida to Olympus drove his chariot back to the resting place of gods. For him the illustrious one who makes the islands tremble freed the team, spread out a chariot housing, and drew the car up on a central stand. The Zeus who views the wide world took his chair, his golden chair, as underfoot the mighty mountain of Olympus quaked. Alone, apart, sat Hera and Athena, speaking never a word to him. He knew their mood, and said, "Athena, why so gloomy? And Hera, why? In war, where men win glory, you have not had to toil to bring down Trojans, for whom both hold an everlasting grudge. Such is my animus, and so inexorable my hands, that all the gods upon Olympus could not in any case deflect or turn them. Fear shook your gracious knees before you saw the nightmare acts of warfare. I can tell you why, and what defeat was sure to come of it. No riding in your chariot back to Olympus, back to your seats here after my lightning bolt." Zeus fell silent, and they murmured low, Athena and Hera, putting their heads together, meditating the Trojans' fall. Athena held her peace toward Zeus, though a fierce rancor pervaded her. Hera could not contain it and burst out to him, "Fearsome as you are, why take that tone with goddesses, my lord? We are well aware how far from weak you are. But we mourn still for the Achaean spearmen, if they are now to meet hard fate and die. As you command, we shall indeed abstain from battle, merely, now and again, dropping a word of counsel to the Argives that all may not be lost through your displeasure." Then Zeus, who gathers cloud, replied to her, "At dawn tomorrow you will see still more, my wide-eyed lady, if you care to see the Lord Zeus in high rage, scything that army of Argive spearmen down. For Hector shall not give his prowess respite from the war until the marvelous runner, son of Peleus, rouses beside his ship, when near at hand, around the sterns, in a desperate narrow place, they fight over Patroclus dead. That way the will of heaven lies. You and your anger do not affect me. You may betake yourself to the uttermost margin of earth and sea, where Iapetus and Cronus rest, and never bask in the rays of Helios, who moves all day in heaven, nor rejoice in winds, but lie submerged in Tartarus. You, too, may roam that far, you bitch unparalleled. I'll be indifferent still to your bad temper."